We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 14th. Let me make sure it's June 14th. Yes, it is. Goes to Demi Lovato. Let the record show, I don't know Demi Lovato, but I respect her mental health advocacy. I respect her being open about her bipolar disorder, her drug addiction, and using her own personal experiences to help others seek healing. So, Demi Lovato, thank you for your service. But Donkey of the Day does not discriminate. And Demi said something recently in an interview with GQ Spain that grinded my gears.
Oh, boy.
That I simply don't appreciate. See, for the last few years, we've all been playing this hot potato pronoun game. Okay, why do I call it a hot potato pronoun game? Because it feels like a game of hot potato. You remember hot potato, right, Envy?
Yes.
That's right. You know, we're showing our age. Hot potato is a game that involves players gathering in a circle and tossing a small object, maybe a ball or a beanbag, hell, sometimes even a real potato, to each other while music plays. The player who is holding the object when the music stops is eliminated. Keyword eliminated. And that's exactly what it feels like when you are trying to live in this new world where folks want to be called by their proper pronoun. Just literally like a game of hot potato, because in a game of hot potato, you have to move fast. Get the object out of your hand quickly. Okay, but in this new world, I could be looking at a person that is a man and refer to them as he. Then someone will get mad at me and tell me I'm misgendering the person because their pronoun is her. And by the time I get to say her, I get told it's she. Then I get told it's they. Now the music stops and I'm labeled a misgenderer, and now I'm eliminated. They have been doing this to us for a few years now. And remember, a couple of years ago, Demi Lovato decided to adjust her pronouns. Let's listen.
I want to take this moment to share something very personal with you.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work. And through this work, I've had the revelation that I identify as non-binary. I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them. Mm. I feel that this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still am discovering. I want to make it clear that I'm still learning and coming into myself, and I don't claim to be an expert or a spokesperson.
I will also be accepting if people slip and say her, she, because I know that being in my position, it's going to take a while for people to get used to. I just want them to be making the effort.
I respect it. Okay. Even though they is so confusing when you're discussing one person. Okay, I'm at the point when I see they, I have to ask how many people in your party. When they reply party of one, I already know what it is. Okay, but Demi Lovato has adjusted her pronouns. All right, she has actually re-added she, her, back to her pronouns. And her reasoning might confuse you more than the pronouns do. See, Demi told GQ Spain, and I'm going to read it, that, let me read the whole quote. I constantly had to educate people and explain why I identified with those pronouns. It was absolutely exhausting. I just got tired. But for that very reason, I know that it is important to continue spreading the word. So Demi added she, her back because she finds it absolutely exhausting. She says she just got tired of explaining to others why they changed their pronouns in the first place. Demi, I bet it is exhausting. But I promise you, you're not as tired as us. Okay, when I say us, I'm talking about people of all races, ages, religions, genders, sexualities. I've had conversations with numerous people about this for years, and we've been tired. We've been exhausted. And this is why we always, after the confusion, got upset, because we knew, you know, y'all didn't know what y'all was talking about. Okay, confusion begets confusion, exhaustion begets exhaustion. I can only speak for myself on this, but I'm never trying to offend anyone by misgendering them. Okay, I simply did not know, and I'm sure there's plenty of people who simply do not know, but when we would ask, y'all would get upset, and then we would just assume, then when we would just assume y'all would get upset, and then when we called y'all by the wrong pronouns, not purposely, just because my eyes are saying, you know, this is a he, but you identify as a she, then y'all get upset. And then we ask to be taught, and y'all get upset. If I look at Michael Jackson and say, hee-hee, y'all get upset. Okay? I promise you, Demi, nothing is more exhausting than that. All right? If I was to say what you told GQ Spain in regards to not even wanting to learn about pronouns, it would be folks' fake outrage trying to cancel me. Imagine me saying right now, it is absolutely exhausting to keep up with people's pronouns. I'm tired of keeping up with people's pronouns. That sentence alone to a publication would cause backlash from digital D-heads on social media. But guess what, Demi? She said the quiet part out loud. It is absolutely exhausting on all counts. I'm sure it's absolutely exhausting for her to have to explain. And it's absolutely exhausting for us to learn. And how are we supposed to learn if the so-called teachers are tired? I can't care about this more than you do, or they do. Are them do? Now I have to do. Please give Demi Lovato the biggest hee haw. No, I really do have to go do. I'm very regular. Are you confused?
I am.
Are you tired?
No. I thought as a kid they referred to two or more.
That's why I say whenever I see the word they, I ask how many people in your party. If you tell me party of one, I already know what time it is.
What time is it?
That means that it's somebody who wants to be referred to as they.
That was 8:10.
Man, shut up, man. It's time for us to go. All right? The credits are rolling on BET.
Okay? BET.
That's what time it is.
See y'all tomorrow, man. BET will see y'all tomorrow. Everybody else, man, when we come back, Callie will be joining us. She's an artist. She's from California. She moved to Georgia, and we're going to talk to her next. So do we call Demi a... they, her, she?
You call her them, they, she, and her now.
What do we call you?
Oh, my pronoun is this. My wife's pronoun is that.
You're that.
Well, no, I'm this. My wife is that.
You can get with this?
You can get with that. That's right. Actually, I don't know if I should have gave a hee-haw or a she-haw, now that I think about it.
You have a she-haw? This is stupid. This
they
is stupid.
They
stupid,
haw.
Stupid,
they
stupid.
They-haw.
They-haw. They-haw. All right. When we come back, Callie will be joining us. I'm sorry, y'all. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm not.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.